Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the Weekly Tea.
I'm Elina.
And I'm Magdalena.
This week we are going to talk about the biggest news from our favorite celebrities.
That's right, let's get right into it.
Let's start with the breakup of Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. One of Hollywood's most famous couples decided to call it quits after Zayn Malik allegedly had a huge disagreement with Gigi's mother Yolanda Hadid, and apparently he even hit her. But he denies that this ever happened.
Yolanda Hadid is known for being very difficult and wanting to project all of her wishes on her daughter's lives. Gigi and Zayn recently had a daughter, and media assumes that the fight was partly about her.
Exactly. Zayn and Gigi are co-parenting their daughter at the moment because they broke up.
Also, Yolanda pressed charges against Zayn, and he is now on probation for 360 days. He did not plead guilty, but he accepted the punishment.
Oh no, that's horrible. I'm curious how this tricky situation will turn out.
Me too, but let's move on with something more positive. Adele dropped a new album on November 19th.
That's amazing. I've already listened to it. It was great to hear new music from her after 6 years of silence.
What's the new album called and what's it about?
It's called 30 because her albums are always named after her age when she wrote the album. It's about her recent divorce from her now ex-husband, Simon Konecki. The album's biggest hit at the moment is called Easy On Me.
Oh right, I've heard this one too. I heard it is about Adele's flawed childhood, her lost marriage, and the lessons she learned about family, love, and abandonment.
Let's get into something more tragic happening right now in the music industry.
Do you mean the Astroworld Festival in Houston from Travis Scott?
Yes, exactly. Have you heard about what happened there?
Yes, I've heard about it. I was very shocked when I saw it on the news.
Yes, me too. I've read an article that said that 8 people died and that many ambulances arrived, and they also had to reanimate some people.
I think I've read that too. It also said that more than 300 people were injured. Apparently, people ran down security guards before the concert had even started, and the crowd compressed toward the front of the stage. Of course, people began to panic and they were screaming for help.
Oh wow, that sounds horrible.
Yes, it does. And the worst part is that Travis Scott didn't even stop his concert, even though people jumped on the stage yelling at him and trying to get him to stop so that the crowd can get help.
That's really messed up. I can only imagine how scared the people in the crowd must have been. I guess it was a really horrible night for them.
Yes, it must have been terrible. But let's move on to our next topic of the day. The rumors have it that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are now dating, only shortly after Kim divorced from her now ex-husband Kanye West, who now goes by the name Ye.
Oh right, I've read about those speculations. I think they've been on a date, is that true?
Yes it is. They were in an amusement park and after that they were seen holding hands and wearing matching pajamas.
And have they already confirmed their relationship?
Yes, I think so. They posted an Instagram picture together on Pete's birthday, and by the way, Kim's now ex-husband is also dating someone new.
Oh really? Who is it?
It's 22-year-old Instagram model Vinetria.
That's a big age gap. But let's finally talk about Taylor Swift's new album, our last topic for today. It's called Red, Taylor's version, and was released on Friday, November 12th. Oh well, technically it's an old album, which came out in 2012, but she had to re-record it.
I've heard about that. Why did she record it a second time, even though the album already exists?
It's because her former producer, Scooter Braun, bought her first 6 albums and now Taylor doesn't own any of them anymore. So if you listen to her songs, for example, her most famous singles, Shake It Off or Bad Blood, she doesn't earn any money from it.
Oh, I understand. And now she has to re-record her first 6 albums, right?
Exactly. She's planning on doing that over the next few years.
Sounds great. Let's talk more about the album itself. I've heard that after only a week, the album was at number 1 on the Billboard 200 with over 370,000 sales.
That's amazing. Also, the album contains re-recorded versions of her famous hit singles, I Know You Were Trouble and We're Never Ever Getting Back Together, which got people all over the world very excited.
I love these too.
So that was it for today. I really hope you all liked it.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.